Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with students and faculty involved with the Waco Esports Arena. For the first part of this two-part series, I'm talking with team captain Tim Ackles.
We're trying for a varsity and a JV team. It's kind of tricky. We haven't made it to competitions yet, and we're starting out new. Bringing in the new computers and everything allows for a lot more options, like different games for different seasons. So usually we'll be trying to play League of Legends is usually the popular one. But now that we've gotten the new tech, we can try Overwatch when that season rolls around.
So there are other schools who are competing, other teams who are competing in League of Legends?
Yep, there's other high schools. We haven't found any yet in the area, but a lot more schools are jumping on board with the esports program. And even a lot of colleges are sending kids off with scholarships to do that.
So Waco could be competing against teams across the country, I imagine?
Well, I don't know if we'll go that far, but, you know, we'll go local first, and then if it manages to grow, then maybe we could get lucky to get into the bigger competitions, and that'd be amazing to see the program jump like that.
How long has the students been, you know, playing here in the esports arena?
Well, it started last year, and it was just kind of, you know, the old computer lab, and we could only get League to run at, like, less than 30 FPS, so it was kind of... It's kind of slow at times, but we powered through, and as it went on, at the start of this year, we started with building the new computer lab, and after Christmas is when it really took off, and after all the work we've gotten, almost completed this.
And I imagine the number of people grew, too, with the creation of the new lab?
Almost doubled, maybe even tripled. We had less than, like, 10 to 12 kids in here at a time at the start, and now we, like, can't even fit enough kids on the computers. There's too many.
Is this something that, you know, you're surprised as something that you could be doing, you know, here at the high school?
It's definitely something I never thought would come, because I always, you know, be up in my room playing video games. Like, it'd be so fun to compete like those kids, and mom and dad go, like, yeah, you know, don't shoot for that one. But now it's just like, wow, so many people are out there doing the things that I love and making so much money and succeeding so much. It's just crazy. And now that our school has it, it blows my mind.
How does the team dynamic work as far as playing together as a whole unit?
Well, League works great for, it allows for more strategy, working with your friends. And also, the games get so intense that, you know, I think it'd work even in, like, a leadership or bravery aspect, because you'll make those shots that can either cause a big win or end the game right then and there.
How is esports doing this comparable to the traditional sports, basketball and baseball and such?
Well, definitely some kids, you know, they would love to play basketball and everything, but just growing up, a lot of kids today just start with video games, so now that they can take it to the competitive level and try their hearts out on it, that's just something they've really enjoyed, and it really gathers the team together like any traditional sport would.
It's been a while since I've heard about League of Legends myself. If you can kind of give a little synopsis on how the game works.
So the normal team dynamic is it's a 5v5 on it's a bigger map, so what you do is your team is trying to destroy all the enemy towers and get to the inhibitor in the center without dying or losing towers of your own. And sometimes these matches can be as short as like 25, 30 minutes, or they can drag out to like an hour plus. It depends on how good either team is, and it gets really intense sometimes.
Do you guys do most of your playing here on the Fridays?
Most of it comes on the Fridays. A lot of... there's some that are still committed to go home and are able to play League at home, but a lot of them are committed to trying out the new games because that's what they've been playing since they've been released. But League of Legends has definitely been a popular one for the people that have started here with the program.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco Esports team captain Tim Ackles. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.